GOP debates jobs, the minimum wage, and Social Security.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Breakdown. Our economy one step at a time and Marketplace's special look at jobs and getting America back to work. President Obama will lay out his big job creation plan tonight when he addresses Congress. Last night, we heard from the Republicans hoping to replace the president after next year's election. We're going to dig into some of the economic ideas that came up in the Republican debate now with our economics correspondent, Chris Farrell. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Jeremy.
So let's start with jobs. There was a lot of talk about the minimum wage and its impact on jobs. Here is Politico's John Harris asking a question of Congressman Ron Paul.
Do you advocate getting rid of the minimum wage? Would that create more jobs?
Absolutely. And it would help the poor, the people who need a job. The minimum wage is a mandate. We're against mandates, so why should we have it? No, it would be very beneficial.
Well, what about that, Chris? Would getting rid of the federal minimum wage do something for job creation?
Well, I think for a long period of time, many economists, conservative economists, have been against the minimum wage. It makes it more expensive to hire labor, particularly your less skilled labor. The youth unemployment rate is very high. If you get rid of the minimum wage, so the argument goes, that would help the young. The counterattack is less skilled workers aren't being hired. If a company is hiring, it's hiring for skilled workers, it's hiring for education. So getting rid of the minimum wage would not make much of a difference at all.
All right. Well, let's turn to Social Security. That was a big issue last night. And here is Governor Rick Perry with his quite controversial views on Social Security.
It is a Ponzi scheme to tell our kids that are 25 or 30 years old today, you're paying into a program that's going to be there. Anybody that's for the status quo with Social Security today is involved with a monstrous lie.
A monstrous lie, a Ponzi scheme. Chris, when I hear Ponzi scheme, I think Bernie Madoff. Is Social Security a Ponzi scheme?
No. There are real workers. There's real wealth that are backing Social Security. So no, it is not a Ponzi scheme. And there's a lot of money that's been already set aside to help pay as you go down the road. However, Social Security over time does need some changes. Not a Ponzi scheme, but the status quo can't stay the same either.
Marketplace economics correspondent Chris Farrell, thanks so much.
Thanks a lot.
Well, there is flooding across the Northeast this morning thanks to the remnants of Tropical Storm Lee. In the Gulf of Mexico, Lee's effects are dissipating and oil and gas production is slowly coming back online. But as Sarah Gardner reports, the storm is pushing gas prices up nationwide.
Oil and gas operators are now reboarding rigs and getting back to business. But as of yesterday afternoon, almost 37% of the region's oil production was still turned off. Industry consultant Andy Lippow.
The effects of Tropical Storm Lee have made its way into the marketplace, and we're seeing rises in crude oil and gasoline prices.
Lippow predicts you'll soon feel that at the gas pump. But analyst Stephen Shork says that bad weather bounce could quickly be offset by a change of seasons.
The good news is that because of environmental regulations, we actually begin to switch over to a winter-grade gasoline, which is cheaper to manufacture. So indeed, consumers are looking at potentially lower prices in the weeks ahead.
Keyword, potentially. Hurricane season's not over yet. Long-term, Shork says, get used to the prices. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are up across Europe and Asia this morning, up 0.4% right now in London. On Wall Street yesterday, the big ups and downs continued, this time to the upside. The Dow jumped 275 points, about 2.5%, to close at 11,414.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reputation.com, helping small business owners, professionals, and executives monitor, protect, and improve their online reputations. Reputation.com. By CenturyLink, a new kind of broadband company linking Americans coast to coast with consistently fast speeds and personal service. More at CenturyLink.com. And by Allianz, insuring more than 80 million customers worldwide and providing retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S., AllianzUSA.com.
All this week, we're looking at how the 9/11 terror attacks have changed business and the economy. Today, we focus on cargo shippers. Their biggest security concern used to be theft. Not anymore, as Marketplace's Eve Tro reports.
Everything about the Port of Los Angeles is larger than life. But for each cargo ship that looms like a skyscraper, there's now a tiny vessel tethered alongside.
That's one of our port police boats.
Ron Boyd is police chief at the port. He says since 9/11, police, Coast Guard, and other agencies tag along with cargo on the water. When the huge metal containers get plucked off the ships, more checks, some for suspicious cargo, others random. They don't look at everything, but they're looking much more closely.
They're going to go through with the X-ray machine and look at those containers intrinsically. They'll be able to tell if there's a small handgun in there.
There being a densely packed 40-foot container. Security scans for invisible threats, too, like radiation. Port Executive Director John Holmes says there's been a big post-9/11 learning curve.
There are a lot of products that give off radiation that are not dangerous. Kitty litter, bananas, ceramics.
But the most precious cargo is actually people, the tens of thousands of passengers who board cruise ships at ports. Since 9/11, scuba divers check cruise ship hulls for bombs. Sea marshals ride along with some partying passengers. Police Chief Boyd says seaports are not like airports. Here, the public doesn't see the added security.
Folks who are here on vacation, they don't necessarily want to see a heavy sense of security. So it is a little bit of a difference.
All the new security has cost millions. The huge scanning machines, new boats, hundreds of hidden cameras. Not to mention more workers on the payroll, says Port Executive John Holmes.
The port has created hundreds and hundreds of jobs in this area of security.
Some ports charge new fees to pay for it, or they've upped the rent for clients.
The new normal, that's the cost of doing business.
It's a cost that's here to stay. I'm Eve Tro for Marketplace.
And you can find all of our stories about how 9/11 has changed business and the economy in the 9/11 Legacy section of our website, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Consider Republicans and jobs. Yeah, everybody talks about Ronald Reagan, but what about this guy?
Warren G. Harding, who absolutely did nothing. He drank a lot, played a lot of golf. Rumors had it he had quite a few girlfriends, but he let markets work.
Oh, my. I'm Kai Rizdahl, jobs and the GOP. Next time on Marketplace, it's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.